And we've just been joined by Charlie from our friends at Red Screw. I always, because I have a screw.
It's quite a few people too.
I haven't got an R problem at all, but when it comes down to screw riddle,
yeah,
I struggle with. So
I have plenty of friends that struggle with the word squirrel.
Squirrel. See, any other time, now I'm nervous and I've got to say it, is any other time it comes out, okay. Charlie, how are you?
Brilliant, thanks. Yourself?
I'm okay, yeah. How's business?
Busy, very busy. So much so that you're having to start work 6:30 in the mornings
for a couple
of months in a row now, yeah.
Do you know, whenever we live in a town, and whenever we go for a walk, we always see for sale boards up everywhere. And, you know, we have it, we're drummed into it, say every day that things are bad and so on and so forth. And you think, well, they can't be because people got their place up on the market. And then they get sold and then, you know, they're waiting to be sold. And then you got rented stuff going on as well. So I would imagine it's flourishing at the moment.
It's a brilliant market at the moment. What we found in the last, I guess, 18 months especially, the sale times have, you know, more than halved. We're putting things on now and they're selling in days. Rentals, if we put, you know, 20 houses on today as well, we'd probably let them all by Friday or same time next week, they'll all be gone. So both sales and lettings the last 18 months have just flourished. I mean, really come good in everything, every part of the market.
That's brilliant. I mean, it's brilliant for everybody, really, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, there was in the past, people would put the house on the market and they might be on for 6, 7, 8, 9 10 months a year, whereas now that doesn't happen.
Have you? I'm just going to chuck a curveball. Just come.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a house that you've never been able to sell?
No. We're probably the only agent that have actually managed to sell on the Cliff of Black Gang, and you know, there's always a buyer. As long as you know how to relate to people and actually, I guess, listen to the needs, you'll find it. Look, we get some where we think, "God, we'll sell that in a day," and it takes months. We, on the flip side, we get somewhere we think, oh, I don't know how we're going to sell this. And then 2 days, we've got free offers. So yeah, it's real hard. But there's always a buyer, always. It's just finding that right buyer.
How has it changed in the last sort of 10 years? Because obviously we had the crashy bit and then people brought in new, you know, things and rules and regulations. And you might find that, just say for instance, if you've got, like us, we bought our house about 10 years ago. If we wanted to move now, we might struggle because what we said we earned 10 years ago weren't probably true because we could bend the rules a little bit,
yeah.
But now there's more stringent rules in place, isn't there?
It's definitely, if you're mortgage based, it's definitely there's a lot more hurdles in there. You know, they want to know your trouser sizes at the moment. There is more hurdles, but there's always ways to get through things. Everything's changed in the property. In the last 10 years, the whole property market has changed. You know, when I bought my first house 10 years ago to today, it's a complete flip. Anything, even from the Zooplas and Right Moves, they've changed the market because the day of going into your local office, it's not needed anymore. To be honest, you can go to one central office and we will give you information on any part of the island. So that's changed. Everything has changed when it comes to mortgages, solicitors, surveyors, how you look for properties. It's completely different. And that's why it's good to have someone who can give you the honest feedback in terms of actually how does it work now.
Has it speeded it? Because with the technology and the stuff that you obviously 10 years ago maybe you wouldn't have done so much on Facebook.
No.
You're doing stuff on Facebook now. But things is changing, the technology's changed. Does it speed up the sale of a house?
I think that's a lot to do in terms of the Isle of Wight market, and I mentioned a minute ago about the sales are speeded up in terms of the time they're on the market. I think that has to be one of the key factors. Is Red Squirrel, for example, we'll do things on Instagram, Facebook, Twitters, all of the national portals, and things like Zoopla and Rightmove, they're global markets. They're not just UK. Mm. We have buyers from Spain, from Germany, from America who've never stepped foot on the Isle of Wight in their life, buying properties on the Isle of Wight because they're able to use these facilities that 10 years ago you would have to go to your Newport office, you'd have to go to your Shanklin to find properties in that area. So I think it's a real positive move for selling. It does have its own obstacles as well because,
sure,
you know, people can see what things are bought for and they self-value houses. But
how do we compare with other parts of the country? Because you hear things that, you know, I know that there's a certain person that wants to move back to where she was from because you can buy a bigger house for what you can get down here. And equally, if you go to other certain places, you'd have to need twice as much money as you're getting down here to buy the same sort of house up there.
Yeah, what I've found with the markets, I mean, look, we're not London. Yeah, London is its own market. What I find in the South Coast, if we split into South Coast, I guess, is probably the best. The Isle of Wight, over the last 5 years, hasn't followed the same trend in terms of increase in values as the rest of the South Coast, because the rest of the South Coast has had the highest increases in the UK. Isle of Wight's been a bit behind that, but I come back to the last 18 months. The last 18 months, we're now starting to catch up with the rest of the South Coast. Yes, we're not going to be London, it's not going to be Hamble, you know, but we're definitely finally going in the right direction.
So the best, just say for instance, the best advice that we can give people is, if you're thinking about selling or renting, best to come and see guys like you.
Yeah.
To get some advice. The reason why I say that is because, right, okay, in my little head, and I'm pretty sure I'm much the same as everyone else. We bought our house in 2008, 10 years ago, and it was worth £150,000. Obviously, some has been knocked off since then, and some will come back. Mm-hmm. You know, you could give me a rough idea of how much we should put that on the market now. But the best thing to do is for you to come around, have a chat, and talk us through, because obviously you're going to tell us things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, I think my honest advice would be, and the reason Red School started as a business is because of experiences with estate agents in London and the Isle of Wight. Everyone who works for us have bought, sold, and developed in different parts of the UK. So my genuine advice would be, choose two or three agents that come across well to you and get them all out. And because the reason I say that's important, because you'll get a very different message from different types of estate agents. And I think to really know how you want to move forward, you need to see a couple of estate agents so you know who you trust and how you would work. And we all give our own honest advice. You know, I mean, everyone's got different experiences on the Isle of Wight in terms of estate agents. But from ours, and you get another independent business out, and you get honest advice, and then you can make an informed decision. How are you going to move forward?
I like that. Yeah. I like the way that, you know, there you are representing Red Squirrel, and you're not coming out and waving the old Red Squirrel. You're saying get some advice. And whenever you watch these programs where they buy a house and they do it up, mm-hmm. and then they get some two independent come in and they say, oh, I think it's just better market this for 165. And then someone will say, oh, I think you can market this for 180. Mm-hmm. You're always going to get that difference of opinion, aren't you?
I think what's important as well, following on for that, I believe you should get a couple at least, because, you know, you don't want to get one out and then get embroiled in the excitement of selling your home and then just go all guns blazing with that agent and you think that's the norm. Because quite frankly, every estate agent can work in different ways. But by having the different valuations, all I would tell people to do is, if you do have different opinions in terms of 160, 185, ask for the agent to justify the valuation. And that's important, because people do get swayed by higher valuations sometimes, which aren't always correct. Red Squirrel will always justify valuation, and any agent who values your house, if you're not sure, or you've got three completely different valuations, ask each of them, justify it.
Okay.
Explain to me how my house is worth 160 or 190, and then you'll know which one's telling the truth.
How do you work it out then? Because I say, when you work it out, you think, okay, have you just plucked a figure out the air, or is it done on what you knew? Just say, for instance, if you weren't an estate agent, and you came over and you did it completely differently, you just said, right, okay, let's work it out. How much is the ground worth? Mm-hmm. How much is all the rocks and stones and cement worth? The roof and so on and so forth. How much would that come out? And I say, it's just a weird way of, when you look at a house and the way we value it, I mean, it should be the most, apart from the wife, it should be the most valuable possession that we have. Depending if you've got a wife that you don't like. I mean, obviously she falls down the pecking order, but it should be. But I've often wondered how we do value it.
Right, well, the way you should value a home is you've got to look at it from, what would a surveyor say if they went in there? And you've got to look at what's sold in the road. And agents can look a bit more detail in terms of the layouts, the sizes, the condition, etc. So what's sold in the road? And you can get a general idea as a buyer by doing that alone and seeing what's on the market. Another idea is, if you do know an agent you trust, use their knowledge. Phone them and say, look, do you know what? I like this house and this road. It's not on with you, but I know you'll tell me the truth. What's your thoughts on the value? And that's another way to get an idea. But I think valuing is difficult, because I'll always give someone a technical value. This is what it's worth. If you're going to talk factual, this is what it's worth. but you talked about your wife, you know, my partner Zoe, she should be quite happy to overpay for something. If she loves it, she might go in there and pay 10 grand more than it's technically worth because she wants it as a home. It's a very different to a factual purchase. You know, if you're an investor, you're not going to do that. So it's difficult. It's depending on what market you're trying to get in that house.
Our wives are very different. I can see that.
Oh, gosh,
So, fascinating. Can't do this in 10, 15 minutes. Will you come back? Because we're resting along some social. Come back and do an hour.
I'm more than happy to come back. Absolutely.
Because there are, moving house is probably the... I suppose it can be the most stressful thing to do.
It is officially the most stressful thing you can do.
And things have changed quite a lot, and I would imagine there's an awful lot of people out there that haven't moved because of what's happened in the market and so on and so forth. Perhaps they've been made redundant and they're stuck in a house. I know that when I was earning money 10 years ago, I'm earning far less than what I am now. That's stupidly set up your own business, and that's what happens. So I'm one of probably many, many people that is stuck in a situation where you can't move because they've tightened up the rules on how you apply for a mortgage now. So what happens to us? We get stuck.
I think TV programs don't help. I mean, you know, they're good to watch. I watch them. They're good to watch. But people get lots of misconceptions and let in their homes. They have the horror stories. Do you know what? If you do the job properly from day one, you don't get those horror stories.
No.
Same as sales. So I think I'd love to come back because there's so many things people think happens in a process that in reality doesn't. They've just seen a TV show. They've heard from a friend. In reality, if you do the job properly, whether it's sales or lettings, from day one, it's we make it as stress-free as possible.
Okay, so if I was to say to you, look, I phone you up and say, look, can you come around to give us a valuation? Also, can you give us some advice?
Mm-hmm.
That's free.
Absolutely free.
And then we know where we are. And that's because we assume too much.
I don't believe in the whole historic pressure estate agent work where you go in and you just your sole intention is getting the house on the market, whether it's lettings or sales. I just don't believe in that method because end of the day, before Registrar existed, I was not an estate agent. I bought properties as a hobby. I didn't like that. You know, what we go in, we'll just give you advice. Yeah, and when you're ready, whether it's today or in 2 months or a year, come to us and we'll help you then. So that's what you should want from someone, is just honest advice, and they're not just thinking about that quick instruction.
Okay. Mm. Well, that to me makes perfect sense. Mm. And if people want that kind of advice, how do they get hold of you?
Well, you can contact us, 521212, and we don't split our offices. You can talk to absolutely anyone who works for us, and we all work together. No one's commission-based, so we all just work as a team and just put through, and we'll all help. And any one of us will be more than happy to spend time with people, whether that's in the office, at your home, wherever it is.
Okay, and that is if you want advice, you want to talk about moving house, whether it's buying, whether you're buying or renting or buy to let, and so on and so forth.
Absolutely,
that's a little bit more complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, but we like I said, most of us who work for a school have buy to let portfolios, so we can give you advice on anything property related, and even if you feel like you might be wasting the time, because you know you're not going to sell for another year or 2 years, doesn't bother us. Talk to us, because like I said, we all come from the personal side of things, in terms of I would want that advice from someone so I can make an informed decision whether it is a month or a year. What am I going to do? And there's absolutely no obligation. You won't get any of the pestering business. You know, we'll just talk with you.
Do you know, I've got so many questions I want to ask you. I've got another one before we go. Just another question. Just say, for instance, we were toying with the idea the other day of we got this massive loft space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put, £2,000, £3,000, maybe even £4,000, maybe £5,000 into making a proper loft space, how much value does that add to your property?
That's a hard one to answer, actually, because it completely depends on where you live. There's a ceiling price for any road.
Right.
This is the first point I'll make. So I guess, again, it would be getting someone out to your home. And there's no obligation to... Well, most agents shouldn't charge anything for this. And I'll tell you an honest answer. Look, is it worth you spending this money? Will you make profit on it? Will you get the money back? Or is it just not worth doing? And we'll do that. It's really hard, because if you're already at your max value, you've already done all of the other things you could possibly do to your home, and you're already at that ceiling price of the road, then I would maybe say to you, maybe not. But then it depends where you live. It really does.
That's great advice, Charlie. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's
fine. Because we were having this discussion the other day, and I did say that to the wife.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you're going to get your money back, but it all depends.
It does. It's hard. It is a real hard one. But I'd say get someone out like us who will give you that honest. Like, you know, we're not interested in selling your home at that point. The reason we do this free advice is because one day you might or your friend might want to use someone, and you'll remember that we went out of our way to help you.
Brilliant. Okay. Look, we'll sort it out of date and you come back in September and we'll
chat some
more. Brilliant.
Look forward to it.
Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it.